The Lord be with you.
And with your
spirit. A reading from the Holy Gospel according to John. On the evening of that first day of the week, when the doors were locked where the disciples were for fear of the Jews, Jesus came and stood in their midst and said to them, "Peace be with you." When he had said this, he showed them his hands and his side. The disciples rejoiced when they saw the Lord. Jesus said to them again, "Peace be with you." And when he had said this, he breathed on them and said to them, "Receive the Holy Spirit. Whose sins you forgive are forgiven them, and whose sins you retain are retained." The Gospel of the Lord. I came prepared. And I see some of you wore red. Good for you, because red's the color, obviously, of this great feast. Now, I've had some chats with the Lord over the last week. I said to the Lord, "You know, 2,000 years ago, you put on quite a show on the first Pentecost. There was a great sound as of a big wind. There were tongues as a fire hovering over the heads of the disciples, and they were able to go out and talk to people in all these different languages so everybody could understand. So what's happened in 2,000 years? What's going on today? Where is that same type of zeal?" I said to the Lord, "How about some flames? How about some speaking in tongues? So that we can remember the gifts you have given us, continue to give us, and what you call us to do as your people." But again, the question is, where has the zeal gone over those 2,000 years? For example, the disciples were filled with courage and joy, and they couldn't wait to get out to talk to people, to teach them. Are you all chomping at the bit to be dismissed from Mass so you can go out and tell other people about Jesus Christ? Or are you more excited about going out to breakfast? Oh, well, there's the answer. But the call of Jesus Christ, the gifts of the Holy Spirit, are the same today as they were 2,000 years ago. What did Jesus tell us to do? This is our commission. Before he rose to the right hand of the Father, he said, "Go out into the world and proclaim the good news to every creature, and baptize in the name of the Father and the Son and the Holy Spirit." That is our commission. That's my commission. That's your commission. If you've been baptized, that's your commission. To do that. That is the most important work that we have as Christians. Nothing else compares with it. And the gifts of the Holy Spirit that were showered upon the disciples, the early church, are showered upon us. We have the same gifts from the same Holy Spirit who is with us right now, encouraging us, blessing us, lavishing upon us gift after gift, so that we can go and fulfill the work God has given to us. Do we have the zeal for that? As I mentioned at the beginning of the Mass, today we end the season of Easter. And all through Easter, we have been hearing readings from the Acts of the Apostles, what the early church was like. The people who really believed that Jesus Christ was Lord and Savior, that he suffered, died, rose from the dead, ascended to the right hand of the Father, sent the Paraclete to us. These are people full of zeal. We read about how the early church was of one mind, of how people sold their homes, gave the money to the apostles to support the poor. We're reading about St. Paul, who didn't care about possessions or having a comfortable life, but was so filled with the power of the Holy Spirit that he went out all over the Mediterranean to preach Jesus Christ as Lord and Savior. And as we know, he suffered greatly. He was persecuted, shipwrecked, beaten up, left for dead, and finally beheaded. But this was all joy for him because he knew life was all about Jesus Christ, Lord and Savior. Now, we are here celebrating the exact same Last Supper with the Lord and all the angels and saints. God is with us fully and completely. Father, Son, Holy Spirit are here with, maybe some of you see angels and saints, but all of heaven is here because this is the feast of the King to which we have been invited. And God is feeding us with the best of food. We hear his saving word. That's real food that we desire. Maybe we don't know it, but we desire it because it helps us understand who we are and what our call is as Christians. And of course, we receive the very flesh and blood of God. That is real food, divine food. And as we eat it, we become more and more like God. We become more and more divine so that we can go out with courage and conviction and profess our faith, proclaim it. But again, our basic call as Christians is to do what Christ calls us to do, and that is to go forth and proclaim the gospel. Now, each of us will do it in different ways, but we all have to, in some way, make it clear that what we are doing, we do in the name of Jesus. That's the name that saves. That is the name that all of heaven and earth bow down to. So that is the name we have to profess no matter how we proclaim the gospel of the Lord. So we're no different than the people 2,000 years ago. We have not been denied any good gift. We have all that we need to choose to be on fire with the faith, proclaim the gospel, go out to those who have not heard it or who have not heard it enough, and bring that life-giving word, because indeed it is life-giving. And I'm not talking simply about physical life, but eternal life. We have the words of eternal life. They're all about Jesus Christ. So we have a very powerful commission, a very important responsibility to take seriously what Christ has given to us to pass on to other people, and especially to take it to people who are living in darkness and despair, who are wounded, who may not know that they're wounded, who may not know that they're lost. And yet, we, through the eyes of Jesus Christ, can see into their lives and bring them the healing word of God. Now, if you look out into the world today, at least in the United States, there are some Christians who are zealous, many Christians who are on fire. I'm not sure I'd say that overall Christianity in the United States is really vibrant. But there are people in the world who are filled with zeal, Christians and non-Christians. In fact, if you ask me who's really zealous today, I point to the Islamic State people. Do they have zeal? Boy, they sure do. It's not the right kind of zeal. But they are living whatever beliefs they have. Are we as zealous and as committed to our faith? Islamic State brings violence and death and destruction and hatred. We have the words to counteract that, to bring the peace of Christ to the world. That's what Jesus says again and again in the Gospels when he appears to the people after his resurrection. He says, "Peace be with you." He's not saying, you know, you don't have to be upset. If you want to be peaceful, it's okay. He's saying, "Peace be with you. I'm giving you my peace." So if you and I are anxious or worried or stressed out, it's not because God has denied us anything. It's because we have chosen not to look at Jesus Christ, but to look at other things. Maybe our possessions, maybe our families, maybe our health, maybe our jobs. But if we keep our eyes fixed on Jesus Christ, all those other things get put into place, and we recognize there's no good reason to be afraid of anything. No good reason to be anxious about anything, because God is in control. He won the victory over the power of sin and death once and for all. And so he says to you and me, okay, live that victory. Live as if this victory is true, and it is true, and go out into the world and tell other people. Tell other people that Christ has destroyed the power of sin and death. We don't have to give in to it. We have been freed from slavery to fear and death and sin. Now, if that doesn't give us some energy or give us some zeal, I don't know what will. But that's the promise of God, that if we keep our eyes fixed on Him, if we keep faithfully following in His path each and every day as His beloved disciples, well, number one, we're going to follow Him right up into heaven, which is the only place where we are going to find the fullness of joy. But we're also going to lead other people into heaven. We're going to lead other people into the arms of the Savior. And that's what Christ wants us to do, to be His disciples, to be shepherds, and to go out into the world and let people know that there is an answer to all the ills of the world. And in a word, it is Jesus. So that's what we're celebrating right now. We've come in the presence of the Lord to remember all those things. And then when we go out to remind ourselves, what's my number one job? What's my number one commission? It's to proclaim the gospel, to reach out to those in need, to serve them, to become a slave to others, just as Jesus Christ became a slave to us. That's the good news. That's what we are proclaiming and celebrating right now, and that's what each of us is called to proclaim in the world. I don't know how you're going to do it. I don't know what your gifts are, but it's up to each of us to recognize we have been gifted by the Holy Spirit, and we are commissioned to proclaim the gospel, so then it's up to us to decide how we're going to do it. 24/7, in good times and in bad times, whether it is convenient or inconvenient, that's our job. So today, as we end the Easter season, we're called to remember that we just don't sit back and say, thank you, Lord, for everything, and live a comfortable life. But rather, we renew our commission, renew our commitment to follow the Lord and to proclaim the gospel message that Jesus Christ is Lord and Savior, and that He is the way, the truth, and the life.